It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you? I feel good. Yep. I'll show you some things that I... Can you imagine what those things might be? What if I said that I was going to use them in the sand table in the back? Would you have any idea? Let's take them out there and I'll show you how we use them. Hi, fish. Oh, I forgot to show you this. I just put on an old shirt instead of a lab coat today. You can use an old shirt to protect your clothes. You can even use a towel. Yep. Just put the towel around you like that. Yeah, something like that when you're playing with sand and water. Drop my towel. Get around there. Now, here's the sand. And you use these things to make sand castle. Show you how. I'm not sure whether this sand is wet enough. Fill these molds with sand, and then you go like that. Nope, not wet enough. Let us get some water and squirt the sand. Ready? There, that should do it. Now we'll... See? There it is. There's the mold. The sand used to be in there. Now let's try one other. Show you the different designs here. Another, and you see you can make them the whole way down the row like that. Like that. Oh, there's a telephone. Okay, coming. Coming. Let's get the phone. I hate to leave that. All right, all right. Hello. Hi. Oh, I was out in the back. Yeah, making some sand castles. Oh, fine. Be glad to see you. All right. Come back there, okay? Whenever you come. Okay. Bye. That was Chef Brockett. You know what he said? He said, I've made a new kind of cookie I want you to see. There, he'll come.
Yeah, let's finish this one that we started. Yeah, that's pretty good. See, you can make them the whole way along like that.
Here you are.
Oh, that was quick.
Chef Brocket cookies.
Hey, aren't they great?
You like them?
Yeah, you know, that looks like a little boy with a Chef Brocket hat on.
That's right. Remember when I made a picture in the sand like that? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. So let's do this. Yeah. You can do it. I remember that time in the summertime.
By the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Just like this. It's fun, huh? We've thought a lot about water this week.
We certainly have, with the whirlpool and now the swimming in the ocean.
You know, I couldn't swim very well at all when I was a little boy.
Oh, it's something worth working very hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's fun.
Just a minute, I'll get you the whirlpool film.
Okay.
Want to build something?
Yeah, I like to build castles like this.
I'll take these in. Boy, okay. They look nice.
I like to build just this kind of a castle. Sometimes I make a tunnel underneath. See, that's the kind of castle I like to do.
Great. You don't need molds like this.
Uh-uh. No.
Just your sand and your hand.
That's right.
Thanks for this. Whenever we need to see it again, I'll ask you for it, okay?
Okay. Hope you enjoy the cookies.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Thank
you,
Chef Brocket. Well, there's Chef Brocket's castle. Well, we just make a factory right beside it. Okay. How would we make a cornflake especially's factory? I think I need to have it a little wetter. Not too much water, but just enough to fashion it. There's a factory. There might be the X and Henrietta's tree, and the museum go round, and, well, we have a whole neighborhood of make-believe. Let's think about the factory, though. And Cornflake especially having a special sale today on rocking chairs. Okay? Rocking chairs. Mr. McFeely could be helping you.
If you just put it right over there, Mr. McFeely, I think that would be a good place for it.
Right there?
Yes.
All right, oh, let's straighten this one up.
Fine sale here.
There we go.
Yep.
Well, I think I'll try this one out, Corny.
Oh, good.
There we go. Well,
how's it feel?
Well, it's very comfortable. I like this chair.
Well, some people like that kind, and some people like the harder ones, mm-hmm. You know. Each one to his own taste, I say. There you are, Sale. Maybe you'd like to buy that one for yourself, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I think I would. It's mighty comfortable, mighty...
David,
hello,
Corny.
Dear.
Looks like you found yourself a rocking chair,
yes,
David.
Corny has a sale going on today, my dear.
Wow. Yes, try them out, Mrs. McFeely.
I think I'd like to try this kind right here.
That's the 403 special, Corny calls it.
Yes, how do you like it?
Oh, I like it very much. It's very comfortable, but they're all very nice.
Well, I made them all, Mrs. McFeely. Yep. Everyone in my own rocket factory. Wouldn't you like to buy one, too?
Well, maybe I will. Just sit and try out a few. Is
try
that okay?
Them all out.
Just try them out a bit. Just rock and rock
just
to
rock,
some rock and roll.
Here we go. Set them all up.
Oh, I dropped mine.
Here. Oh, Corny dropped one of his. I'll get it there, Corny.
Thank you very much.
Here you go. We'll set this one rocking, too. There
you
go. They're all rocking. Here. That's nice. I'll try this one.
Rock.
I have that one again, my dear.
Okie dokie.
Here we go. One more little turn. Back to mine.
Here's mine.
There we go.
Great, David.
Certainly, this is fun. I like to rock and rocking chairs.
Oh! What is that?
Oh, my.
Are you all right, David?
I'm fine, but I don't know what this is. Look, a purple present of some sort.
Well, let me see it.
Well, I don't understand. I don't know where it came from. It just came right out of the sky somewhere. Well,
somebody must have known about your speedy delivery, David, because
it
came right to you.
It does look like a present. I wonder who it's for.
Well, it just came right out of the sky, right down in front of us.
Well, it is all purple.
Yes.
Is it cold?
Well, no, it's not cold, not at all.
Maybe it's that planet purple that Lady Elaine discovered.
Could it fall right out of the sky, Corny?
Well, you could be right, Corny. Maybe I should just take it right over there. Do you think anything's wrong with it? It will be all right, you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, take it to Lady Elaine and find out.
Okay, I'll get it right over there.
Hurry, David, I'll buy the chairs, okay?
Well, do you think we can afford them, dear?
Well, it's a two-for-one sale, isn't it, Corny?
Oh, that's right. A two-for-one. You get one of them free.
Well, all right, my dear. We'll see you later.
Oh, David.
Yes. Get this to Lady Elaine.
Well, I wonder what that could be.
No, Corny.
I mean, a sale and that in the same day.
I know.
Back this way and over this way, there might be
Speedy
something.
Speedy delivery for Lady Elaine.
Yeah, what do you have for me, Speedy?
Well, I really don't know, Lady Elaine.
You don't know, don't you?
That's
you're
right,
the Speedy.
I don't know.
Well, I guess something just dropped out of the sky into your lap. You
well, that's
silly.
Exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened?
That's right out of the sky.
It's purple. You don't suppose...
Lady Elaine, this isn't Planet Purple, is it?
Of course not. But it might be from there. Open that up, will you, sweetie?
Well, all right.
Well, imagine.
Lady Elaine?
Yes.
You don't think it'll hurt us, do you?
Of course not. I'm their discoverer. They wouldn't hurt me.
All right, well,
go
here
right
goes. One of the ribbons.
Oh, imagine sending me something. Well, sweeties, I wish you could hear me. Thanks, Planet Purples.
Here's the other ribbon coming
thanks
off,
there.
Lady Elaine. Could
people
you take the
on...
ribbon in there, Lady Elaine?
What do you want?
Take that ribbon in.
Oh, thanks.
Alrighty, there you go now.
Good.
Now we're all set here.
Well, what's that?
Well, let me check. It looks... I have hold of something here. It's coming out. There we go, Lady Elaine.
Is it a flying saucer? What is it?
Well, it looks to me like it's a purple platter. No, wait a minute. Could you take this, Lady Elaine? This is just wrapping, I believe. Let me check here.
Nothing else in there?
No, nothing else here. You could just take that inside, if
okay,
you will.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it to my recycling room.
Alrighty now.
Good.
There's something here, Lady Elaine. Now, I can't make it out. Can you read it?
It's all in purple. Let me see. Of course I can read it. Let me see. It looks like... Why, and it's an electronic encyclopedia, this thing is.
Well, the electronic...
It says, all you do is put a printed word on the platter and press the answer button and listen for the answer.
All right. Printed word on the platter and press the answer button and listen for the answer, right?
Isn't it a wonderful thing?
It certainly is.
Thank you, friends. If you could only hear me, thank you for the present, friends. From Planet Purple. Look at that.
Well, let's try it, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, what word should we put on it?
Well, I like people's names. Let's try the word names, alrighty?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I often wondered what those people's names were when I was there. Just a minute, I'll get the card.
Oh, alright, this is going to be fun, I believe. Oh, there's the card.
Names. Okay, now put the names right in the platter.
Alrighty, right on the platter, you say?
That's right.
The next step?
Nothing's happening.
Well, we forgot to push the button.
Oh, of course, I'll do that.
Alrighty.
There.
You have asked about names on Planet Purple. Boys' names on Planet Purple are Paul. Girls' names on Planet Purple are Pauline. That is all.
Did you hear that?
I certainly did.
Wonder how it did it. Did you hear what he said, too? Every boy is called Paul, and every girl is called Pauline.
That's what it said. I can't get over that. I wonder what makes this work.
Yeah, I do, too. Well, it's a wonderful place. I told you that. Just wonderful, exciting place. Now, anything else you want to ask about,
Well, I want to find out more about this, but I have to go meet my wife and pick up our chairs, Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, why don't you ask about chairs before you go?
Well, I guess I can take one more moment here.
Yes.
I just happen to have right in my pocket the word chairs.
Very good. Just put it on.
Put it on right here, and we...
Press the answer button.
Press the answer button. There we go.
You have asked about chairs on Planet Purple. Every chair on Planet Purple is exactly the same. It is purple and does not rock.
There.
What is that voice all about? Oh, Lady Elaine,
it's the purple platter, sweetie. It's
right.
A present from
voice
Planet
comes right
Purple.
From here.
Is that the thing? It did it come in that...
Yes, it did. And it's a purple platter.
That's right.
From the Planet Purple. But what was that about those chairs that they were saying?
All of them are purple.
All of them are purple and none of them rock? Is that what they
That's
said?
What it said. None of them rock.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty interesting, but I'm glad we live here where there are all kinds of chairs. Let's go pick up our chairs and take them home, David.
Well, all right.
Goodbye, Paul and Pauline.
Well, goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Yes, Paul?
Oh, boy, I'm going to go get something else. Let me see, what'll I ask about? Something to wear, maybe. My clothes, that's it. Oh, dear. Sweetie.
Hi, how are you? You're interested in clothes, huh, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I'm interested in everything on the Planet Purple. Now, watch this, Chef Brockett. You haven't seen anything. Clothes into there and press the button.
You have asked about clothes on Planet Purple.
What do you think of that?
Wow. Everyone wears the same clothes on Planet Purple. Everyone wears purple petal pushers.
Purple petal pushers?
Yes, I'll have to get some. I'm sure I could get some from Mr. McFeely. Purple petal pushers.
How about a cookie, Lady Elaine?
Cookie? Huh? Just wait a minute. Let's find out what kind of food they eat there.
Well, will this help?
What? Food, of course. I need that. Put it on the platter.
Uh-huh. Right here?
Right there.
Yeah.
Now, press the answer button. That one right in the middle.
Oh, that's where that voice was
yes.
coming.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't
Electronic
imagine
where... encyclopedia.
Wow. This button.
Yes.
You have asked about food on Planet Purple.
Yeah?
Everyone on Planet Purple eats the same food. Everyone eats purple peanut butter and purple jelly sandwiches, purple pop, and purple pumpernickel pudding. That is all.
Ooh, how awful.
Are those things that you have there purple pumpernickel pudding?
No, these are Chef Brocket cookies. They're really tasty. Would you like to try one?
Sorry, dear. I'm on a purple diet.
As of when?
As of this minute.
I see what you mean.
I think I'll go inside and paint all my rooms purple. Toot toot, Paul.
Oh, purple pumpernickel and purple pop and purple peanut butter and purple jelly, all kinds of purple paraphernalia. I don't think I'd like it on that purple planet at all. Here's somebody that might like my cookies.
Meow, meow, Chef Broccoli.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, hi, Chef Broccoli.
Hi, X. I've brought you some cookies.
Oh, they look like a picture of you, Chef Brocket.
Well, they're Chef Brocket cookies.
Meow, 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 meow. Really beautiful, meow.
Well, I'm glad you liked them. Lady Elaine sure didn't.
Lady Elaine didn't? Why not?
Well, she's decided to do everything the way people on Planet Purple do. You know, she's just going to eat purple peanut butter and purple jelly sandwiches and all other kinds of purple stuff.
Oh, that doesn't sound too good to me.
Meow, either.
I guess on Planet Purple, everybody is the same.
Exactly the same?
Well, it sounds that way, that they look the same, and they sound the same, and they think the same, and they talk the same. I'm sure I wouldn't like that at all.
Meow, either.
I sure wouldn't want to be exactly the same as everybody else.
Meow, either.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me.
I'm glad I'm the way that I'm supposed to be.
Meow, like, meow, I look, meow, 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 way, meow, meow, feel.
I feel that I have a right to be quite pleased with me. I'm glad I'm the way I am. I think I'm fine.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. The pleasure's mine.
It's good that I look the way I should. Wouldn't change it if I could. 'Cause I'm happy to be me.
Meow, 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 meow. Happy, meow, meow, meow.
Now I'm going to make even happier. Here's a Chef Brocket cookie
meow,
for you.
Meow, meow, Chef Brocket.
And here's one for you, X.
Oh, thanks, Chef Rocket.
You're welcome, buddy. I'm going to take some to the king and queen and prince now.
Meow, all different. Meow, king, meow, queen, meow, prince, meow, all different.
Oh, we're all different, and they're all different.
Sure. I like it that way.
I'll see you.
Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Meow, meow. Meow, Chef
Rocket. Hey, Charlie. Here's a Chef Rocket cookie for you.
I think it'd be awful if everybody had the same name and everybody wore exactly the same clothes and I had to build the same castles as everybody else. Glad I don't live in such a place as the Planet Purple. I'm glad I live here where everybody's different and every grain of sand is different. Yeah. Leave that there for another day. Have an idea how we could make our own purple platter. I have some some paper plates that are blue. Just write on this paper plate, Y-O-U. And the answer would be, you are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Oh, I'm so glad that you're different from everybody else. Yep. If you were the same as your friend, it'd be very hard to talk, to play. Yeah, can you think about that a little bit? And when you think about it, it gives you a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. I liked you yesterday, I like you today, and I'll like you tomorrow. And you and I, because we're different, will be able to visit together and do more things. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. See you tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.